Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all entrepreneurs to help each other so we all grow and build. I'm missing my trusted co-host, Mr. Dukes, this evening, but he'll be dropping in from time to time, and so we'll see him. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I am doing well. How about yourself, Gene?
Oh, doing well. Just trying to make things work.
That's what we're doing, you know, making your... You're giving the tools needed to help entrepreneurs and have them help other
entrepreneurs. But anyway, Bobby got a couple of clips that he's going to play for you to give you an idea in terms of what this show is all about. And so, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay. Alrighty, so now, since February, today is Groundhog Day. If we happen to catch it on the right day, I'm not sure what the groundhog did. But
I can tell you what the groundhog did.
Oh, tell me.
The groundhog. Sound like I have all the keys in my back pocket here. The groundhog saw its shadow, so 6 more weeks of winter, which doesn't do much here in Florida.
Nope,
but
doesn't do anything here.
But, hey, I'll take it if I can stay a little cooler a little longer. I like a nice long Florida spring.
Hey, well, we have to at least respect that because it's something that everybody knows about. And the other thing, since this is the beginning of February, this is also what they call Black History Month. And I'm going to do something that I haven't done before in the past, I don't think. I'm going to recognize some entrepreneurs who happen to be black. As far as the history books go, I'll put it like that. And so I'm going to be giving you some information in terms of what some of them did. And it's possible I may give you some quotes that they have made for other entrepreneurs. Because the purpose is to help all entrepreneurs. I want to make sure you know that. But I did want to respect that since this is Black History Month, I need to include a little bit of history because thanks to many of those people, I am sitting here today. And actually, it's been about 11 years, so I'm grateful to have survived that long. But that's what it is that we're doing. So I'd like to have you just think about that. So I'm going to acknowledge that today. For you others out there, I'm going to give you some names of some very popular people in our time. If you happen to know any of those people, I would like to connect with them, and I need your help, because in this world, it's all about who knows who that knows who that knows who. And so if you're within the sound of my voice, the names of the people I'm going to give you, I think I got 10 on my list, that I would like to connect with those individuals. And I may know some of them already, but I still would like to connect, and I'd like your assistance. But that's what it's all about, so that we are indeed spreading our history and setting the stage for more people to follow instead of having jobs, or to grow into jobs and grow out of that to become your own entrepreneur, so that you can do whatever thought has come to you and go make it happen the same way many others have made it happen. And so I'm one of these kinds of people that I'm a product of my predecessors. I'm a product of some of the strives and commitments that they made. And I am following in the same footsteps, hopefully, where I'm trying to make it better for all people, but to bring out those areas so that we can begin to really recognize this month, because we get an opportunity to recognize it once a month. And so I'm doing that starting at the first week of February, and we're going to go through the month off and on, and I'll mention that throughout the month from time to time. But that's what I'm trying to do. So it is. And if you happen to know any of these, I'd like to have you send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And just address it. Just put in the title, connection to so-and-so, whoever the person that you might know might be the person. So, but anyone that's in the entrepreneurial world that you know, that we could possibly help them out on this station as well, as far as giving more exposure, that's what we are doing. And so I'm requesting that the individuals that I might mention, if you have any connections to them, and that's what I'd like to have you think about. So I'm going to give you the names before we go take a break. So the names are, I'm going to give Oprah Winfrey, Raymond John, Michael Jordan, Robert and Sheila Johnson, Janice Bryan Holroyd, Sean Diddy Combs, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Dr. Dre, let's see, Madam Walker, and George Foreman. Anyway, so I'm going to give you some comments basically on those and recognizing some of their contributions in order to contribute to history. And like many of you others out there, I'm trying to do something that will make history as well. So we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. And this is Gene Hodge, minus Mr. Dukes, but we'll be right back celebrating Black History Month on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Okay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
What I want some. Hopefully some of you out, you others out there want some. Hopefully you want as much as you can get. That's what I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to find ways to earn it so that you give it to me, because it's helping you like it's helping so many others. I'm recognizing tonight the top 10 most successful black entrepreneurs in this country, I believe. So, I'm gonna give you the names that I'm gonna just go over. I'm gonna go through those names again. One is Oprah Winfrey, Damon John, Michael Jordan, Robert and Sheila Johnson, Janice Bryant Aroyd, Sean Diddy Combs, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Dr. Dre, Madam C.J. Walker, and George Foreman. These are individuals that have made contributions to this country, which has set the stage for others to follow, and I want to recognize those, since this is Black History Month, and it's history that's there. Okay, so I'm going to start out with Oprah Winfrey.
And I have some quotes here. These are about success, I believe, is what you, for business owners?
Yes, it's about her success. She made some quotes for everyone probably knows the name Oprah Winfrey. And she's one of the most powerful people in the country at this present time. So she has some quotes to share, and I think there are maybe 8 or 9 quotes. And I'd like to ask our trusty engineer, Bobby, if he can read the quote. And possibly I could respond to the quote or add something to it. But these are put out by these entrepreneurs in order to help others to follow in their footsteps or just follow your own dream. I'm going to say they all want you to follow your dream, because they had theirs and they still have theirs. So they're giving out comments, and I just want you to have the wisdom that they're giving out. And if I can add something to it, I will. If not, then I'll add my own from time to time.
Okay. No worries. All right. Number one is create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life, because you become what you believe.
Well, can you repeat that again? Create
the highest, grandest vision possible for your life, because you become what you believe.
Yes. Okay, for all of you entrepreneurs, whatever the highest is, whatever you believe that you can see through your eyes and your mind, step out and start working toward it. I think that might add on to that.
All right. Ready for number two?
Yes, number two.
All right. You are responsible for your life. You can't keep blaming somebody else for your dysfunction because life is really about moving on.
Wow.
Difficult things.
Okay. Now, since all of these have grown up just like you and I have, Oprah found a way to move on for the obstacles instead of blaming people. They are blaming someone or blaming other people, but just to find a way to keep moving. I think that's what she's trying to say, and I could have a lot of experiences with that. Sometimes running a business or starting a business, it takes you through loops that you probably never thought of. I don't even speak for me, but I think many, I'm following in so many others' footsteps, and so many will follow mine, and I'm still on my way. Okay.
Yeah. Then that was describing. And if you look at the description here, it's talking about how making excuses for the challenges you face and being successful will only keep you stuck and
making excuses
take you away from being successful.
Excuses as though you can't, or you don't believe. Those are all things that pop up in my mind, or have popped up from time to time, and I believe they pop up in any other entrepreneurs, because you're stepping out on your own based on the belief and faith that you have. And so this is coming from the queen herself, in a sense.
Okay, number three. The reason... Okay, this is going to be... some people are going to have to scratch their head, but the reason I've been able to be so financially successful is my focus has never, ever, for 1 minute, been money.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. And that is something very helpful for me, because the focus was never money. I've heard many times, the money will come if you do your part. And I believe that it will come if you do your part. But so many people... first thing that pops out of their mind is money, and they want to tell you they want to make money instead of finding a way to have money come to you. Great quote.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
All right, the next one. One I like this one a lot. Lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down.
Oh, wow. That is deep.
That is
deep.
Basically talking about people who ride with you when things are good.
Yeah.
And then jump ship when the times are struggling, when it's tough times.
Everybody, most people, I've run into hundreds of them, most people, they want to help you once you're there, once you got what you're after. That's when they want to be a part of something. What you really need are those who want to help you get where you're trying to go. And you need their help, because when you both get there, or three or four of you as a team, as a group, that's a win-win for just so many other people. Very well spoken.
One of my favorite. Okay, next one. Think like a queen. A queen is not afraid to fail. Failure is another stepping stone to greatness.
Now, you've heard that on the show before for many entrepreneurs, but failure is a stepping stone. You're supposed to have some failures. If you don't have any failures, there's something missing, which may mean you're not stepping high enough. Your challenge isn't big enough, but that happens along the way. There's really no such thing as failure, and so in my mind, it's just trying it and then trying it again and trying again and again and again if you have to. But that comes from your belief in yourself and being willing to try again rather than stopping because you think you failed. It's all in the mind. Okay, we got more?
Yes, we do. All right, the next one is, I've come to believe that each of us has a personal calling that's as unique as a fingerprint. And that the best way to succeed is to discover what you love and then find a way to offer it to others in the form of a service, working hard and also allowing the energy of the universe to lead you.
Now, I'm going to ask you to repeat that again because I...
There's a lot to take in, right?
Yes, it's a lot to take in.
Okay.
Or we could do it in chunks.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I've come to believe that each of us has a personal calling that's as unique as a fingerprint. I see what you're saying there. Yeah.
I think we all have that. I have that. I'm not afraid to now speak it out. I mean, I have a calling. I had a vision. And I made a decision at some point in my life to get started on it. And I believe many people have those thoughts because they come to you. And it's a matter of what you do to believe in you and making a decision to get started. What's the next piece on it?
Okay, the next part is, and the best way to succeed is to discover what you love and then find a way to offer it to others in the form of a service.
Okay, now I'm going to add that on. I have a show that's called the Employment Opportunity Hour.
We were thinking the same there.
Yes, that comes up right after this show. But it's designed to help individuals, humans of working age, to find what they enjoy doing and get paid. Because you do what you enjoy doing all the time. And from what you enjoy doing, you develop skills and abilities and motivation that's already being demonstrated by all the people who are looking at you. So this is how you can find a way to do what it is that you do. And Oprah's just saying it. You all have it. So it's a matter of where your mindset is.
Okay. I wanted me to read the next quote or finish that or do the working hard and also allowing the energy of the universe to lead you.
Yeah, just say that so I can add to it and then we can take a break.
All right, yeah. Working hard and also allowing the energy of the universe to lead you in addition to all that we just said.
Yeah, working hard. I can only think that I work hard because I'm not Oprah. But I can guarantee you what she went through along with any other entrepreneur. They all got busy and that they had to work hard in order to achieve it. But when you look back on it, it was worth it. So that's the reason for this show. It's for all the want-to-be entrepreneurs, because I know many of you have these ideas and thoughts and visions. And I'm just trying to encourage you to get started on it, because us other entrepreneurs, we will help you. That's why the theme of the show is Entrepreneurs Helping Entrepreneurs. And I need just as much help as many of you others. But that's enough for this time. We're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. This is Gene Hodge here along with my trusty co-host, Mr. Bobby. But we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, Call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
On the move, trying to get all of you entrepreneurs that are already on the move to inspire more of you to get on the move so that you can get what it is that's in your mind to get, because stopping is not an option on this show. I'll put it like that. It's not an option on this show.
I've learned that.
What we're doing is I'm honoring the 10 most successful black entrepreneurs as part of Black History Month. We're honoring those that have paved the way for others in order to help shape our country to make it better. And I'm just acknowledging some of the people who have helped that. I know there are thousands of others, but these are some of the big ones that many of us, I can't speak for you, but they open doors for me to step into and for me to follow. And I'm attempting to do the exact same thing for you out, you others that are trying to do it. And that's the existence of this show, which is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. But we had 10 tips, and I think we've gone through 4 or 5 of them. And
here's another great one coming right up.
They're by Oprah Winfrey. These are statements made by Oprah Winfrey. And go ahead, Bobby.
All right. The thing you fear most has no power. Your fear of it is what has the power. Facing the truth will really set you free.
Yeah. Repeat that again.
The thing you fear most has no power. The fear of it is what has the power. Facing the truth will set you free.
Fear has power. Okay, fear.
Not the thing you're fearful of.
It's what you give power to if you fear. It's not simple if you're in it, but fear is the power that you give it. It comes along when you stepping into fear in order to conquer it. But that's where the second part of that comes through, is when you take on the fear and just tackle it the same way you've tackled the things that you knew that you were tackling in the first place. Don't give it any power. Okay, in some cases, words you give power to. It's very important to understand what you give it, because nobody else is you. Nobody else knows what's in your mind. And so the only one who knows of the fear is you. Like how you demonstrate it, we may be able to see, but it's still in your mind. We're not in your mind. Okay.
Alrighty. Next one. One of the hardest things in life is to learn which bridge to cross and which bridge to burn.
Which bridge to cross and which bridge to burn. One of the hardest decisions.
Oh, very much so.
Yes. I would think for all entrepreneurs to make that decision to get started, that's crossing a bridge, which means you got to leave something behind in some cases. You can't take everything with you. And so yeah, it's very hard to let go of things. You may have to move to a different location. You may have to hang around different set of friends or contacts. You may have to take a second job on the way. But it's those types of things that when you make that decision, you're just going to have to step out of your zone and go step where you're supposed to be stepping.
And sometimes, yeah, I think that some of those bridges don't actually turn out to be burned. Sometimes
Right. They're
you think that, and then years back, either your service is needed more by them, or they find out that, you know, maybe you were right, and
yeah,
they come back, they bring it back.
Yeah, that's how you produce change. So it's very important to understand how change occurs, because an entrepreneur has to grow, and you grow by getting started. because it's your dream. It's your vision. So you must grow into it. It's not going to be there waiting for you. It's possible it's waiting for you, but after you've grown so you can see it, recognize it, and grab it. Okay, next one.
Okay, the next one is, challenges are gifts that force us to search for a new center of gravity. Don't fight them. Just find a new way to stand.
Challenges. We're all going to get challenges. And finding another way to take on those challenges. But life is going to challenge you. Okay? And Oprah's saying it, I could say it for me. And the challenges aren't over. There's more challenges coming because there's more I want to do. So that's just something that comes along with helping entrepreneurs get to be there. Okay, we got another one.
We have number 10, the final one.
Number 10. Okay.
Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never ever have enough.
Be thankful for what you do have. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never, ever not have enough.
If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. In other words, you'll keep thinking you don't have enough.
Right.
Forever. Yeah.
Right. You don't have enough. So think about that. If you are an entrepreneur or plan to be an entrepreneur, there's always going to be something there. How you handle it is what's going to make the difference, because you do have enough. That's the reason you have the vision or the thought or the dream. It's yours, so you do have enough, but it may not tell you how to do it. It's not supposed to tell you how to do it. You're supposed to go learn to do it. So anyways, so that's it.
That is all 10, yes.
Because those were 10 statements made by Oprah Winfrey in order to help more entrepreneurs to become entrepreneurs, because she's there. Now, the next one, I don't have any quotes for the next one. I'm just going to kind of read a little bit. Damon John, he's a marketing mogul. You may have seen him on Shark Tank because he's an investor. And he had to come from being born to getting something done in terms of marketing in order to get on a TV show and do more investing right in front of its audience in order to making more money. But the bottom line is that he's an entrepreneur. So that's just something that we need to become aware of. That's how come I said at the start of the show, if any of you have contacts to any of these people, I would like to be connected to them because I'm working on something. And, or you can contact me. And I mentioned that you could send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put in contact entrepreneur or something like that, because I will follow back up with you, because we entrepreneurs help other entrepreneurs. And so if there's a way I can help you, I'll do this exactly the same, because that's how I'm going through this life and this time of my life anyway. Put it like that, since I have a business and all that sort of stuff. The next entrepreneur that you already know all these individuals, but Michael Jordan, the legendary basketball player, played for the Chicago Bulls. He is amongst the top 10 entrepreneurs in the country that's making all the money, because he's connected all around. He's got his brand everywhere. And many of you probably know him most for the Nike shoes, or sneakers, or something, the Nike brand. But he went from being born to playing basketball to just getting on, being connected with all these others in order to put him in the top 10. Okay.
And you see how they branch out in other things.
Yeah.
You know, marketing, apparel, and clothing.
Yeah, they branch into other things, and that's something I'm looking to do as well. Pretty soon I'm going to have some T-shirts and some hats and some coffee cups and those kind of things.
All right, I'll be looking forward to that coffee cup.
You know, and so I got a few things coming up for this month that I'm going to offer to our audience, but you got to stay tuned for the next show. Next week's show is when I'm going to make that announcement. Robert L. Johnson, Robert and Sheila Johnson. I happen to know Sheila Johnson, and to haven't met Robert that I can believe. But right here in Florida, down the street here is the golf course, and so I've had a couple of conversations in the past, but. Johnsons are the founder of the Black Entertainment Television, okay, BET. And so imagine being born and getting started and growing to a point of having your own TV station and helping many other smaller entrepreneurs to get the visibility that they need to grow their businesses. But anyway, so these people are in the billionaire bracket. And they started just like you and I. They were born, and something happened. Okay, I got one more before we take a break. Let's see. The next one is Sean Diddy Combs. Sean Combs or Diddy? He was better known as Puff Daddy or P. Diddy. I don't know him, but he's won Grammy Awards, and he's an entrepreneur that has started out the same way many of you others have stomped out, and you just grow, you dip your brand into many other areas, and really you get requested to do that. I'll put it that way. You really don't necessarily do it. You get called on to do it. And so it just opens up more doors and more doors. And there's more I could read about him, but I don't necessarily read it. But he's had his own businesses, several businesses, won several awards, and many of you know the name, especially if you're in the entertainment business. Okay, which means entertainers are helping other entertainers. And they're involved in many, many more things. So, no. Another one is Janice Bryant Holroyd. Janice is the CEO of Act One Group, which is an employment agency and consulting agency. Okay, remember, all of these are African-American entrepreneurs that are in the country right now, and they're all in the million-billion-dollar market in terms of their businesses. So I'm pretty sure they've gotten help, and I'm pretty sure many of them will help others. And I started the show out by saying, if any of you have connections to any of these people, I'd like you to connect me as well. And if there's ways that I can connect you to some of these people, let me know, because that's how we help each other and learn to do some of the things that we're doing. However, we're going to take a short break so we can hear something from our sponsors. I'm giving out the names of the 10 most successful Black entrepreneurs in the country regarding the Black History Month, and we'll be right back with a few more in just a second.
Hey, Tampa Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Going gets tough get going. They start making things happen because you have to do things if you have a goal in mind. And so that's what it takes when it comes to becoming an entrepreneur. I am reading off the names of the top 10 black entrepreneurs in the country at the present time, or have been, when it comes to who's made the most money. And I'm giving out the top 10 names, and I've given out the names of Oprah Winfrey, Damon John, Michael Jordan, Robert and Sheila Johnson, Janice Bryant Arroy, and Sean Diddy Combs. And that's where we stopped at, and now we're moving on to the next one, which is another entrepreneur that many of you have heard. Of course, you've heard of all these entrepreneurs, but another one is Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z is a rapper, and he founded a number of companies, and which means his knowledge of entrepreneurship, taking on companies, is all there, and he has won many awards as well, and that's about all I'm going to say about him as well. But he has a quote in here, and the quote says, "I'm not a businessman. I am a businessman." Jay-Z. In other words, in my interpretation, he does business. He just happens to be a man. Okay, so he does a lot of business. He just happens to be a man. And so he's traveled. He's done a lot of things. But according to Forbes magazine, his net worth is over $810 million at the present time. Okay, probably growing. So that's all I'm going to say about Jay-Z. Beyonce is the multi-platinum recording artist and performer and title co-owner with a range of lucrative products and endorsements. So these people, well, one of the things that I'm noticing with all these entrepreneurs, they've gotten their name, their brand, their fingers, they've gotten involved with many other things that are like offshoots, just like I was telling Bobby a few minutes ago.
The shoes and apparel.
Right, all those things. And I said, I got coffee cups and and hats and t-shirts, those things are coming. I'm small time, so I'm starting small. But anyway,
that was in my quotes.
We may have one that says WTAN on it pretty soon. Yeah, you know, or the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Oh, I'd be drinking out of that cup.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's what happens with entrepreneurs and expansion of entrepreneurs. The next one is Dr. Dre. Ooh, our time is flying by. Dr. Dre, his real name is Andre Young, but he goes by Dr. Dre. He partnered with a guy by the name of Jimmy Levine back in 2008 and released a set of headphones, actually what it says. I guess he sold those to various artists, athletes, and designers, and so he's got there. And according to what some of the people are saying, Apple's saying he's worth about $3 billion. And according to what I'm reading here, as far as it meets, he's tied into Apple Music as well. And so, anyway, so Dre has his thoughts everywhere. One of the things that's very similar to all of these, they're all connected to just so many other businesses, and that may be part of becoming an entrepreneur. Is you get tied in with other businesses that you take under your wing, because you're just expanding yourself and your brand. And Madam C.J. Walker is an entrepreneur. She's no longer with us, but her name was Sarah Breelove. They just called her Madam C.J. Walker. She became the first African-American woman to become a millionaire. When she founded the business around a product that she made for hair care. Okay, and so according to the record, she was the first in the country. And she lived from 1867 to 1919, but she was the first millionaire on record. Okay, and then the last person that I'm gonna mention right quick is George Foreman. George Foreman was a boxer, professional boxer. And he earned the title of the oldest heavyweight champion in the world in 1994 at age 45. And so I guess age is just a number, according to many.
But his invention.
Pardon?
I know. I'm sure you're going to go on to about his invention, but yes.
Well, you know what it is. Tell us what it was.
George Foreman grill.
Yeah, the grill. Yeah, he put a grill on the market and
that you could electric that you could have the same effect as grilling for the most part. Gas or charcoal grilling.
Yeah, he did quite well with that.
Drains the oil out.
Yeah, he did quite well with that and
I have one.
You do?
Family does at least.
I've seen them. I know people that have them and I didn't have one because I knew a lot of people that did have it. Anyways, that's my story on that. I know about it because I got the food off the others that did have them. these are 10 entrepreneurs that are recognized in history as being the most successful black entrepreneurs in the country so far. Because as our country evolves, more and more people are getting more opportunities. We all have ideas and dreams and visions. And so there are many more coming, and I can pretty much guarantee that some of these individuals that I mentioned will help you the same way someone has helped them. Anyway, so that's why I said if any of you have connections to some of these, I'd like to know more, and hopefully you know a little bit about who I am, and that's what it's all about. Yeah. Having the right connections and making the right, having the right meetings. But there are individuals out there who will help you. And so there are individuals out there that will help you that are not minorities or African Americans. Just there are people who will just help you, period, because you have something that they want, they need, or you have something that whereby they would like to help you get it so that they can say, I helped. Like a lot of people just like to have the recognition that they helped, and there are some that are totally invisible. They don't want you to know who helped them, but they want to help you get where you're going, and so that does exist.
And I know it's interesting to mention that about the motives, but you know, yeah. I guess in the way you look at it, and you strip all that down, and you say, well, humans help humans, and humans want to help humans, so
right,
that's
right.
I guess you. Right, that's the positive spin on it.
Right, and I'm sure all of 100% of these people that I just got you mentioned, these 10, they've all allowed humans to help humans. Anyway, so that's the point I want to bring out. When it comes to becoming an entrepreneur, you're not really alone. The only thing that you are is that you're the author of the thought or vision, and you are the one that's got to begin to start to make things happen. It all starts by you taking your steps and you growing and learning the way probably all of them have done it. So that's all I can say. I don't know how they've done it, but I would like to get where they are with my creation or my invention or my thoughts. And so I'm pretty sure everyone who decides to become an entrepreneur, they want exactly the same thing. Okay, anyway, so there are many that are on their way. They'll go down in the books at some point in time. And I want to encourage all of you entrepreneurs out there, or you want to be entrepreneurs, is just to get started. It's okay to have the fear, but don't make the fear your enemy. Learn to love the fear and step into it and tackle it. So that's my comment for today. At the beginning of Black History Month, and I thought it was appropriate that I at least let my audience know that I am aware of all of that. So let's give some recognition where recognition is due, because I'm on my way, hopefully, to become an entrepreneur, or to be a better entrepreneur, or a more prosperous entrepreneur. I'll keep going if I'm not careful. But
you're going to start singing one of the bumper songs here soon.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, but celebrate with as many people as you can, or acknowledge as many people as you can that have an idea or thought. Give them some courage of saying, go do it, go start it, or you can do it. Even if you don't believe they can do it, give them some encouragement that you believe they could do it, because the thought is in your mind, it's not theirs. Because they're the ones with the idea until you come along with yours. But anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because this is how entrepreneurs are helping entrepreneurs. And I hear the music, which means it's time to go. It's by Frank Sinatra. It's titled My Way. I want to let you know that when you have these visions and you have these thoughts that came from the universe, you literally can do it your way. It's just a matter of getting started, because that's what's going to motivate you to go make it happen. This is Gene Hodge, along with Mr. Bobby, and stay tuned for the Deployment Opportunity Hour. We'll be right back. But realize that you can do it your way, and happy, 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 happy. Okay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.